This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 6. The Waffle Problem. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. Therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time, you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. When you pour syrup on a breakfast waffle, the little ridges and squares in the waffle catch the syrup and keep it from spreading out evenly. So you end up putting lots of syrup on your waffle, and that may not be so good for your health. On a pancake, the syrup spreads more easily. The world is more like a waffle than a pancake. A map of Nigeria, for example, showing where the various ethnic groups live, would look like a waffle, except that the lines wouldn't be straight. Now, we might think that when the good news of Jesus enters a country, it can easily spread all over. But barriers between the groups, like differences in language, culture, and history, and sometimes hostility, can make it difficult for the gospel to be shared with everyone. In the early church, there was a huge barrier between Jews and Gentiles. As Ephesians 2 points out, Jesus destroyed that barrier through his death, so that people of all groups can be reconciled to God and to one another. But putting that teaching into practice isn't easy. What are the barriers in your life that can tend to block friendships and the sharing of God's love with other people? Pray with me. Lord, overcome any attitudes and fears in me that can set up barriers in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.